Do you want to find solutions on how to make decisions faster, how to solve problems with your teams, or define a clear strategy that resonates with your staff and customers? There is a workshop for that. Hello there, I'm Nati Ravez, founder of La Workshoppeuse. I'm a collaboration consultant and workshop facilitator, member of an amazing workshopper community. In this podcast, I meet them to get the best advice on facilitation, and I let leaders and managers speak to understand the challenges they are facing. Welcome to the show. Bonjour, I can't believe it. Today I'm presenting the last episode of the year 2022, and I can already tell you that for this Christmas episode, Santa Claus is in the house. My guest, Mariusz Pozadowski, didn't come empty-handed. He has a gift for you to start the new year with better communication skills. So stay tuned. You will find out about his gift at the end of this episode. Mariusz is from Poland, is a product designer and leads a team of 29 designers. In 2020, he created his Instagram account uxwork.space with a growing community. I would even say he's an Instagram star with more than 35,000 followers. Today, we will talk about his journey on the social media platform, how he discovered facilitation and how he brought these new skills into his work, in his company and within his team. And finally, we talk about the online course he created to learn communication skills, to learn how to better present ideas, ask the right questions and facilitate meetings. So enjoy this episode and let's go. Hi, Mariusz.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. And you?
Yes, I'm good. Today it's snowing outside. Everything is white. I love it because I'm coming from the Atlantic coast in France and this is not something I'm used to. Does it snow also at your place?
Yeah, it was snowing during the weekend and after the weekend it was like 2 or maybe 3 days of almost nonstop snowing. And right now everything is white, it's beautiful. I love Warsaw in snow and I haven't seen it like this for 12, 15 years, something like this.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. So it's awesome.
Nice. So we are close before Christmas and you are, in a way, the Christmas man.
Yeah.
So it's really a pleasure to have you for this last episode of the year.
I'm happy to be here.
Yes. We met through a community of facilitators that we both belong to.
Yeah. Workshopper Master.
Yeah, Workshopper Master from AJN Smart. And you are a product designer and you lead a team of 29 designers, almost 30.
Yes.
You are also the founder of wavesmelons.com and you developed an online course for UX, UI designers who want to learn communication skills, how to present their ideas, ask good questions. So it's about this and collaboration and facilitation. And we will talk about that. But before, I want to talk about something else, since you've built a huge community on Instagram with your account uxwork.space. And you have almost 35,000 followers. So damn, you are an Instagram rock star. So if I may, I would love to hear when did you start on Instagram? What is the purpose and how did you grow this amazing community?
I started at the beginning of 2020, just before the pandemic, as a New Year's resolution. And the resolution was just start posting every single day. We'll see what will happen. Mm-hmm. And at the very beginning, the purpose was sharing and inspiring people to do things like not the traditional, let's say, social media profile where people motivate others, but a mix, a combination of a designer and somebody who helps people get things done.
Mm-hmm.
That was the initial idea, but because of my travel to Canada and Cuba, I stopped posting. Then I started again. It didn't work out at the beginning. I changed the name a few times, like 3 or 4. And I realized, with a huge help from Michael Janda, maybe some of you know him. He is a rock star of Instagram. He helped me develop and decide what to do with my Instagram account. And finally, I found the name uxwork.space, because back then I started to think, hey, let's help UX product design teams build the best workspace for themselves. The name uxwork.space was quite good for this purpose. And I started sharing a mix of my knowledge, my thoughts, opinions about UX design and workshops and facilitation. And yeah, 3 years later, 35,000 followers plus 50 or something like this.
Yeah, crazy.
yeah, and this year I started recording more videos than sharing photos of post-its where I wrote my thoughts and tips. Yeah, because that's how I started, from using post-it, taking pictures, and a lot of people love this style.
Yeah, is your style. This is something that is not common, because everybody is using Canva or whatever, and you take your pen, post-its, yeah, make a nice picture of it, and yeah, it's great. How did you discover facilitation? Because your Instagram account is with post-its and bills and little notes, also videos. Yes, you developed that. But I think these all post-it things and clear little messages coming from methodology, from facilitation. So you are actually a product designer. And how did you discover facilitation?
I think my journey with facilitation and workshops started from the book Sprint.
Mm-hmm.
And
from Jack Knapp. Yeah.
Yeah, from Jack Knapp. Yeah. And it was something like aha moment for me. And back then, a few years ago, I didn't treat this as seriously as right now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that it can be a full-time job, that you can just be a consultant or full-time employee somewhere and do this. And maybe back then, not many people realized this. There was no demand for this type of skills, for this particular skill. Right now, things changed, and you can be a full-time facilitator, workshopper, you can be a consultant. And as a UX/product design manager of a big team, I see a big value in facilitation. And because I discovered a few years ago, I decided to join Workshopper Master group. I spoke with Jonathan Courtney 2 years ago, and I joined in the middle of November 2020.
I think you were in the first group, actually, on this Workshopper Master program.
Yeah, I remember when the group had 12 or 8 people in the school group, something like this.
Crazy, because now these are
700
people. So for those who don't know Agent Smart or the Workshopper Master program, this is a program to learn how to facilitate to learn how to build your workshops. So small parentheses for those who don't know.
And I learn a lot from the people from the group, a lot from Adrian Smart and Jonathan. And I felt in love with this topic, with this skill, because many people say communication skills are great for and very important for designers and very important for the future, but how to learn communication skills. Mm-hmm. And of course, the communication skills is a big group of different skills like storytelling, negotiation, presentation, but a huge part of it and very practical that you can use every single day and practice every single day at work is facilitation. Mm-hmm. Facilitation of meetings, facilitation of workshops, preparing meetings, preparing workshops. And yeah, I see extraordinary value
of this.
And
you learned that, you read the book, you joined the workshop and master program. And how did you start to use it to introduce facilitation to your work in your organization?
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't introduce, like, it wasn't a special event mm-hmm. when I introduced the facilitation to the team. Mm-hmm. I just started doing this wherever I have a meeting or a workshop. I try to use all my knowledge that I have right now to build the best meeting and the best workshop. What I found before the pandemic, when I organized offline workshops, the very first time, 5 days workshop, a modification of sprint, after second or third day, I was so excited when I went from the office of the client. I felt like I'm levitating 30 centimeters above the ground. It was a surreal experience because I felt that as a group of people, there were six people. We started creating something that amazing, great. And we did this from scratch. I didn't know what to expect. And since then, I tried to build the best environment mm-hmm. for a day, 1 hour, 30 minutes, or a few days. Every single time I have a chance to facilitate shorter or longer meetings or a workshop. And as I said, I didn't do a special event when I introduced facilitation. I tried to introduce facilitation
By doing this.
Yeah. And in this organization, a few years ago, even before I started building a team, I had to present something to one of the top managers. Mm-hmm. They told me I will have 60 minutes to do this, to show what I did, to gather feedback, discuss this and that. 2 hours before the meeting, they told me I have only 30 minutes. Wow. So I had to change the structure of the meeting I had. I did this and we finished 1 minute before the 30 minute slot. I asked people at the middle of the meeting after my presentation to choose two things they wrote on post-its so we can discuss things after the presentation. And the highest manager in the meeting chose one post-it about the project. He had a question. And the second post-it, he told me that I use the second post-it to just tell you it was the best meeting I've ever attended. So it also showed me that, okay, this is quite interesting. This is amazing. And by preparing for the meeting and doing it right, you can build trust. You can just help people make better decisions, do something quicker, understand better. And this is a powerful tool.
Yeah.
And we are just at the beginning as a facilitation workshop or community mm-hmm. and we'll spread this knowledge and this way of working to others. I think we are still in 2022 with facilitation. at the same stage the UX was 10 years ago, mm-hmm. right? Not many people heard about this. Some people started using this, but they didn't feel, they didn't know how powerful it is for the business, for technology. Yeah, so.
So we are pioneer, actually.
I think we are on the second wave right now.
Feel free to click the bell to subscribe this podcast on your player. You can also follow me on LinkedIn for more information on facilitation and workshops. These are the two roles of the facilitator, which are interesting. This is design before a meeting or before a workshop, mm-hmm. to prepare it, find out what is the purpose and how can I bring the people from the question we have to solve until an outcome at the end. So this is this preparation time, which have been most of the time assume that the person is preparing, but nobody knows really or have been taught how to do that. And the second phase is the facilitation, to be there to bring the people from one activity to another and trying to stay neutral if you are part of the team, or mm-hmm. by being neutral when you are an external facilitator. So I'm glad that we are in this second waves, second wave of a facilitator. And how do you use, because you say it's so powerful, and what do you think how facilitation empowers teams to work better together? Because you are the facilitator, but you are also the leader of a big team. How did you use these skills so that the team is working better together?
I really like the technique, the rule that I read this in the sprint book, work alone together. Every single team member has to work alone at some point, mm-hmm. right? But we as a design team or any other team has to work
together,
mm. right? And understand each other and respect each other. Listen when somebody talks and talk with a purpose, with a goal. Clearly explain what you want to say.
Yeah.
So for me, as a facilitator, there are always two sides. The facilitator has to, as you said, spend time to prepare the meeting, workshop, and the group has to be prepared to be there and to listen and to stay focused. Even the workshop is long and there is much fresh air in the room, mm-hmm. that what we had last week, actually. So we have to stay as long as possible on the highest level of energy.
Yeah.
And of course, the work of facilitator is to maintain the energy of the room, the group, but the group also has to give as much as they can. I really like thinking about facilitation as an NBA team. Mm-hmm. Right? You have to prepare before as a coach, you have to prepare before for the challenge.
Yeah.
You will have during the game. But it's not enough. The group of people has to be rested, has to also know how to behave during the game, right?
Yeah.
And how to listen to their coach. I think it's quite similar during the meeting, during the workshop. There is a facilitator who maintains the group, sees who is giving the most, who has maybe not the best day, right?
Mm.
And try to help individuals and the group at the same time. I think as a facilitator of a team, it's an ongoing process of maintaining the energy of the group. And this is the same during the workshop or a meeting. But in my case, right now, it's maintaining the group of right now 29 people every single day for the last 3 years. But we started as a group of 2 designers.
Wow.
So my job was not only maintain the energy of the group in the last 3 years, but also hire new people.
Yeah.
And make the team grows in a way that everybody understands each other. So I really love to think about this project of creating a group that I'm a facilitator, They are rock stars. My job is to help them always have great energy. So my job is to help them be happy at work. And their job, they're responsible for building products and services that we offer to our clients.
Okay.
That's the powerful of facilitator. And
yes, yeah. So we have to look that these facilitation skills are spread and train corporates or individuals to get these facilitation skills that are not taught at university, for example.
Yeah.
And I guess this is the reason, because you recognize this, this is the reason why you made your own course. Maybe you can tell me, for what is the course, for who is the course, why did you decide to develop this?
My course is about communication skills. Right now there is a module that teaches about how to present UX, UI design to stakeholders, a group of people, clients, in a structured way. I teach there about how to give feedback, how to receive feedback, how to treat feedback, how to give valuable feedback,
mm-hmm.
and help people who don't know how to give you feedback, give the feedback that you use to improve the product. This is the module that that I created right now, but there will be much more in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, I wanna add another module about storytelling, another module about facilitation meetings, facilitation workshops,
mm-hmm.
and add much more lessons that help UX, UI product designers to improve their communication skills that they use every single day at work, but maybe they've never truly sit down and thought, hey, I need to be better at it.
Yeah,
I'm doing this, but I can be a pro in storytelling, in facilitation. I know how to build quickly a short workshop for stakeholders. That's my goal. That's the goal of this course, to help people build their communication skills on a level that they can share everything with everyone in the team, every client, and consciously analyze what's happening during the meeting, for example, and know where they are, how to behave in this or that situation. Because as designers, as UX designers, product designers, we have to collaborate with a lot of people. The collaboration is the soil of this work. But most of the time we teach about UI design, about software, about the perfect process. Working as a designer showed me that's good to know the perfect process. It's great to know software that you use. No doubt this knowledge is needed to be a designer. But if you want to grow as a designer, or you just started your design journey, but you want to be better from the very beginning, you have to develop somehow communication skills.
Nice. So is this course only for UX and UI designers, or can someone like me, I'm not a UX designer, also have valuable outcomes from your course?
Yes, I target this course to UX, UI product designers. But for example, in the module I build right now, the whole module is built for everybody who builds something, a product or service, and needs to share this with clients or stakeholders,
mm-hmm.
whoever it is, and you have to gather feedback from them, this course will be good for these people.
So I ask you because there is a little Christmas gift, a big Christmas gift for people who want to have your course. Can you make the Christmas man, please?
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, you do it good.
So should I tell about the coupon?
Yeah, please.
Okay. If you want to buy my course, use the coupon code podcast10, capital letters, podcast10, to get 10% discount. Go to the website wavesmelons.com. There is a link to a website of the course where you can watch a video where I describe the content of the course. There is also much more information about the course, and use the code podcast10 on the checkout page.
I will put, of course, the name of the podcast 10 in the show notes, and of course the link to the right website and the link to your Instagram, please, because this is also very interesting. So thank you so much, Marius. Thank you so much for our talk, for this input in your journey to facilitation. I think I would like to be a UX UI designer to work in your team, since your job is to make your team happy so that they can focus on works. It's a shame that I'm not a UX designer.
I hope we will hire more people next year. So keep your fingers crossed, and you are listening it and it's 2023. You can DM me on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And ask if I can join to the team. I hope there will be much more people that we will hire next year. But we'll see. But right now, focus on communication skills and on the course and on the gift. And remember that if you are listening it in 2022, you have time to the end of December to buy the course for the lower price, because from the January 1st, the price will go up by 30%. And
there will be also a lot of things more. You talk about the new modules and
add on the first and second quarter of 2023 much more content.
So nice. Thank you very much, Marius.
Thank you so much.
I wish you a very, very nice Christmas with a lot of snow and a lot of food and a lot of presents.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. And
you too.
Happy Christmas and Happy New Year also.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
If you'd like to join me for a podcast episode or discuss the challenges you face at work and how I can help, book a free call or send me an email. All the contact information is in the show notes. For the first episode of 2023, on the 6th of January, I will have the pleasure of welcoming Pedram Parasmant, co-founder and CEO of the Skills Lab. He has created a methodology that blends instructional design, design thinking, leadership development, system coaching, and storytelling. He has developed a workshop design mastery program. We will talk about this and much more. I want to thank you all for your audience, your comments, your ideas this year, and look forward to seeing you next year. Until then, I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and of course, health, success, and happiness. Au revoir!